Hello and welcome to BL Podcast. I am Nivedita Varadarajan and this is The Context. The state of Punjab has seen a lot of upheaval politically recently. The state's CM, Captain Amrinder Singh, resigned on Saturday saying that he was humiliated by the Congress party. The party's high command made a rather interesting choice by picking Chandra Singh Channi as its new CM. He took the oath of office on Monday. Associate Editor Purnima Joshi joins us today to explain what this means for the party ahead of the elections, which is scheduled to take place next year. Thank you for joining us today, Purnima.
Hi, thanks.
So, Purnima, why did Captain Amrinder Singh resign first?
You see, Captain Amrinder Singh is highly regarded, but he had also made himself quite unpopular, especially within the party structure for the last 2-3 years, because he was totally inaccessible. People had objections to his feudal style of functioning, the way he would not respond to calls and so on. And also, increasingly, there was a feeling that he had not fulfilled the two planks which got him to power, literally. One was a case of firing on protesters. There was a case of desecration of the Guru Granth Sahib in Punjab, and there were protests against it, and the police fired upon the protesters. This happened during the Akali Dal regime, and there was a very sentimental reaction to that. But nothing really moved on that case, and the High Court kind of exonerated Prakash Singh Badal, former chief minister, in the case.
Didn't Amrinder Singh get the law against...
He did all of that. But, you know, the what people felt was that the culprits were not really booked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody got punished for it visibly. I mean, one thing is to actually do something. One thing is to be seen to be doing something. He wasn't seen to be doing anything about it.
Okay.
Plus, the drug issue in Punjab hasn't been seriously addressed by Amrinder Singh. So he hasn't been a very effective chief minister. So even though the Congress was in a pole position in Punjab, it has a very strong organizational structure. It has 80 MLAs in an assembly of 170. Amrinder Singh was becoming unpopular in Punjab, and there was a lot of open rebellion against him. So Navjot Singh Sidhu became the face of the rebellion in Punjab. But there were all these people who were openly rebelling against Amrinder Singh for the last over 1.5 years, you know. Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, who's now become deputy chief minister. Ravneet Singh Bittu, who is the grandson of former chief minister Beyan Singh. Then Charanjit Singh Channi, who is now the chief minister. He was also among the rebellious MLAs, although he was supposed to be loyal to Amrinder Singh earlier. So this has been brewing in Punjab for almost 2 years now. And the central leadership was seen to be not doing much with it. So the whole appointment of Navjot Singh Sidhu as Punjab Pradesh Congress Committee chief was seen as a strong signal to Amrinder Singh, because Sidhu was seen to be his rival, his chief rival.
Would you consider that to be the final blow in the Amrinder Singh chief?
Yeah, well, I think the Congress leadership realized that under Amrinder Singh, they were going to lose a winning election. Not that the Congress has done anything great in the last 4-5 months, in the sense that this is a state where the opposition is really zilch. You know,
Akalis
have lost credibility. There's farm protests going on. There is actually no real rival to the Congress. But the Congress was being unable to set its house in order. Amrinder Singh was there. He was unable to stem the rebellion. The party was in open factionalism and rebelliousness, and each one was backbiting the other. So Navjot Singh Sidhu is a party hopper. He's not considered to be a very reliable fellow, but he is an effective campaigner, and he is he's a powerful Jat Sikh face.
Yeah.
So although although none of these MLAs would have picked him as the PCC chief post, but there wasn't much questioning of that within the party also, because people are generally upset with Amrinder Singh also. So this, in a way, was on the cards. And finally, they've done it. And I feel that in a difficult situation, with a party so ridden with factionalism, this is a rather a clever move. Not just because they have chosen a largely non-controversial face, but also in terms of social engineering in Punjab. It's a very important signal. This state has not seen a Dalit chief minister, even though Punjab has the highest population ratio of scheduled caste in the whole country. It has about 32% Dalits.
So this gets me to my next question. Yeah. The chief minister is an interesting choice because of the fact, like you said, he's a Dalit face. Is this the Congress's way of trying to get the Dalit vote in, seeing that the SID has allied with the BSP?
Yes, yes. See, everybody is vying for the Dalit vote in Punjab. And last time, the AAP had got a substantial bit of the Dalit vote in Punjab. So to have, and also, like you pointed out, Akali Dal has tied up with the Bahujan Samaj Party. And very few people remember that BSP, the precursor to the BSP, was launched by Kanshiram in Punjab. It was not in UP. So, whereas in UP, it saw a Dalit chief minister, in Punjab, it has always been a Jat Sikh. Mostly except for Gyani Jal Singh, who was from an OBC community. He was not a Jat Sikh. But there has never been a Dalit chief minister. So this is a strong signal, obviously, for cornering the Dalit vote. They've also got Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa as deputy chief minister, and Navjot Singh Sidhu. Both of them are Jat Sikhs. So that's kind of balancing the caste equations, because Jat Sikhs are a powerful community in Punjab. They're the mobilizers of vote. Plus they've also got a token sort of Hindu, OP Soni, as deputy chief minister. So they have tried to do a bit of social engineering in easing out Amrinder Singh. Also, to openly oppose Charanjit Singh Channi, even by those who wanted the post, even Navjot Singh Sidhu, it ties them up a little bit, because to oppose him would tantamount to being anti-Dalits, which no political person in Punjab, especially those who are facing an election, can afford to do.
So now that Amrinder Singh is gone, can the Congress quickly revive and try and forge an alliance with whatever factionalism exists within the party in the state?
Yeah, well, this is an attempt towards that. And as I said, to openly rebel against Charanjit Singh Channi would be slightly difficult for any contender. I mean, Navjot Singh Sidhu himself is the contender for chief minister's post. So is Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa. So is Ravneet Singh Bittu. But none of them can openly sort of oppose him. Also, that he's not, he may be not as well known as some of them. Certainly not as well known as Amrinder Singh. But he's a seasoned fellow. He's been leader of opposition in the Punjab Assembly. He was also a minister in Amrinder Singh's cabinet. So he's not a novice, and he gets along with everybody. And to oppose him, like I said, to meddle with this decision of the party would be difficult for any of the contenders, which I think is a good decision given the circumstances and the factionalism within the party. So they're trying to set their house in order, which is not to say that the Congress will have an easy ride of this. And it's really surprising in an election where the Congress should have been in the pole position. They really don't have an opposition to speak of. The BJP doesn't have a legs to stand on in Punjab, given the farmers' protests that are raging. Akali Dal still carries the stigma of having been in alliance with the BJP, which passed when the ordinances for the farm laws were passed. Akali Dal was still with the BJP. They left the alliance only after very, very strong opposition was mounted on the streets. I mean, Harsimrat Kaur Badal could not enter her house for 7 days. People get out the house. So that is the level of intensity about the farm protests in Punjab. So given this situation, an Aam Aadmi Party, which is a contender in Punjab, they had won a few Lok Sabha seats, also assembly seats in Punjab, and they are a new, people want to experiment with something new, but Aam Aadmi Party doesn't have a very good structure and doesn't have a chief ministerial candidate in Punjab. So given this sort of opposition and the fact that the Congress has a strong strong organization base, also given the farm protest, I would have thought they would have been home and dry in an election like this. But the factionalism took over. Amrinder Singh is an ugly controversy. So he had to be eased out because A, he was becoming unpopular. Also, there was open rebellion against him in the party. But him being outside also is a thorn on the Congress's side, because outside of the Congress, he may try to form another party. He may try to go it solo. Also, you know, there will be this sentimental thing about he is the Maharaja of Patiala. Punjab is a sort of a feudal state, you know. So there would be this sort of feeling about, a family elder who's been humiliated by the Congress. That is going to hurt the Congress.
Can he actually damage the Congress's chances, seeing that people didn't like him in the first place?
Yeah, well, that is not to say that everybody is against Amrinder Singh. He has his own support base. He has a fan following. He has been chief minister for a long time. And like I said, he's a glamorous sort of very, very nationalistic figure. He was in the army. He carries the title of captain. People call him the captain. And so he is a powerful, he's been a powerful figure in Punjab politics. So he will and he can damage the Congress. So he is the X factor in this election. Having him in the chief minister's saddle would have hurt the Congress more. That is how I would put it.
Would the new chief minister be able to pull a comeback so quickly? Because there are 5 months left for the elections. It's in Feb, right, next year?
Yeah, well, Congress does have a good chance in Punjab, And like I said, this is damage control by the Congress. And damage control, which has been done rather neatly, I would have thought. And this is after a long time, I've seen the central leadership of the party, party high command, as it were, Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, and Priyanka Gandhi. They worked in tandem, and they have delivered a rather creative solution to a problem that has been in Punjab for almost 2 years now.
Amrinder Singh, a few days before he left, he asked the farm protesters to go to other states, to go to Haryana and to Delhi to protest, because the protests are hurting the Punjab economy. Can such a damage be undone?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that, you know, that is one of the reasons why I said that Amrinder Singh had to go. He could not have been the chief ministerial face of Congress in this election. He had become very unpopular. And he made this statement out of nowhere. You know that the farm protests, or even though they overtly have no political links, they are in a way helping the Congress in Punjab. So why make a statement like that? It's not as if you're saying it would make them move. They're not going to move from wherever they are. So what does that even mean? Which is why I was saying that having him there was hurting the Congress much more than having him outside. He would hurt the Congress outside also, but not as much as if he had been the chief ministerial face. And the new chief ministerial face does carry with himself the creativity of being the first Dalit chief minister of the state. I mean, that has a kind of a symbolic value, which you cannot deny. Now, how much of it is going to alienate the Jat sex remains to be seen, because They have been a dominant community in Punjab. They still are. And they've held the chief minister's post for a very long time. Both Amrinder Singh and Prakash Singh Badal are Jat Sikhs. These are all other nuances. But like I said, in the given situation in the Congress, this is a sort of a creative move, which shows a regard for the social engineering in Punjab. It factors in the rebellion in the party. Also, the fact that the state has a 32% Dalit population, which was being wooed actively by Aam Aadmi Party as well as the Akali Dal, which has tied up with the BSP.
So we talked a lot about the Congress. Let's quickly talk about the other parties. We talked about some of the issues they had. Can there be some positives? The Akali Dal, the AAP and the BJP. The BJP was the junior partner for the SAD in Punjab. Will they have a chance now?
Yeah, well, Akalis have been consolidating, you know, in Majha and Malwa of late. Which is why they had tied up with the PSP. They do have the Panthi quote with them, which is, you know, the right-wing religious Sikh quote with them. And Aam Aadmi Party is a new element which Punjab has kind of chosen. I mean, they've had MPs from there, even during the peak of the Modi wave. Punjab chose AAP in a few areas. And it has a fair chance, except that Aam Aadmi Party has a problem in kind of deepening of its organizational base, as well as not having a chief ministerial face in Punjab. That is a very big problem that AAP faces. Although now it's a multi-cornered fight, with Congress having an edge, I should think. But still, these parties would fight respectively in their own grounds. And Aam Aadmi Party, like I said, has the advantage of
being fresh, new,
and so on. And Akalis have been quietly working, and you know, they have quit the BJP. They have tried to erase their association with the farm laws, and they've been doing their own bit of social engineering. And Akalis have a very, very good organizational base in Punjab. So, you know, I mean, I'm not making any speculations, but, you know, these two parties, they can even maybe come together later on.
AAP and SAD.
And Akalis, who knows? For the time being, it's a multi-cornered fight in Punjab, with Congress, I should say, is still in a pole position. I would have said 4 or 5 months back that Congress would have been home and dry in Punjab. But factionalism and Amarinder versus the rest made it very, very difficult for the Congress. So they were in a mess. And from this absolute chaos, they have tried to establish some order. It still remains to be seen how people react to it and how the Dalits respond to it. But I would say that politically, it's a very, very powerful symbolic gesture towards the Dalits.
Thank you, Poornima, for joining us today.
Thank you.